Ladies and gentlemen, friends and supporters, brothers and sisters, there are special occasions in the life of every people. The day before yesterday was Jerusalem Day, which is in Arabic Al-Quds Day. It is a special for all peoples who love peace and justice. By telling how today you have declared to the world and to the powers that be that you are on the side of justice. Your presence here today is proof of your undying support and commitment to the principle of justice and the rule of law. Yours is also an expression of human concern for your brothers and sisters in Palestine. Yours is a pledge that you would never abandon them to defend by themselves the Islamic and the Christians' holy sites. Oh, brave men and women in Palestine, you are not alone. Despite their best effort, the Israeli occupiers have failed to conceal their evil crimes against humanity in Palestine. This is because there are certain crimes which nothing and no one can conceal. Those that are being committed today in Palestine are of this category. They are no less evil and inhumane than those committed in the Balkans not too long ago. Under the dark cover of the so-called war on terrorism, Israel today is waging its own deadly campaign of ethnic cleansing in Palestine. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, what we see unfolding in Palestine today is nothing less than genocide, the first and only genocide of the 21st century. How else can you describe the systematic and unwelfare killing of civilian population? How else can you describe the destruction of hospitals, schools, universities, the denial of medicine, the starvation of children, and the uprooting of the crops? As I speak to you at this very moment, 3 million Palestinians are held prisoners in their homes. Palestinian cities remain under siege. Schools are bombarded. Farmlands are ruined and women, children and elders are attacked in their homes, schools and hospitals. My friends, I have breaking news from you, for you from our people. From Rafah South to Jenin in the north, where the British UN worker Ian Hope was killed in cold blood last week. That as long as blood flows in the veins of single Palestinians, the resistance will continue.
Allahu Akbar!
The Israelis must know that the days of colonialism are over. The days of apartheid rule are over. They have no right to rule over the Palestinian people. They have no right to dominate them, steal their land, water or olive trees. They have no mandate whatsoever to dictate the movement and deny Palestinian freedom. We say to them, if you want to be masters of your own. We say to them, your ancient dream of world dominance will soon become nightmare. None of these barbaric acts will break the will of the Palestinian people. They have written a sacred covenant with the blood of our martyrs, that they will continue on the path of resistance.
Allahu Akbar!
By whatever means, until their national rights are restored and Palestinians is free of foreign occupation.
Allahu Akbar!
This blessed Aqsa Intifada has awakened the world community. It has given birth to an international boycott of Israeli and American goods that is beginning to bite. Not only in the Arab and Islamic lands, but even here in the heartland of Europe, people are waking up and discovering the truth that every pound spent on American and Israeli produce go to the purchase of arms of the murder of children, many younger than Muhammad al-Durra and Iman Hajju. We will never forget you, Muhammad al-Durra, how you pleaded for your innocent life. No, we will never forget. My friends, finally, let me thank you on behalf of the Palestinian Return Center for turning today. The way ahead is long and costly. We need your continued support, materially and politically, of course. We need your support to take this message far and wide, to every home, to every school and university here in this country, to every village and city, to every member of parliament and minister of government, of course. Remind them of their promise to protect human rights, uphold and the rules of international law. Remind them of their pledge to ensure justice in Palestine. Let them know that your vote in the next election would have to be earned by the courageous deed and not empty words. Friends and supporters, the relief and emergency services operating in Palestine urgently need your financial support. What you give today would save a life tomorrow and build a brighter future. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Takbir! Allahu Akbar!
Allahu Akbar!
Allahu Akbar!